hall is packed out as usual every Monday night. It just seems to be getting bigger and bigger as more and more large sales forces are coming on board because they're watching their teams plugging into a system that has helped to simplify, make more efficient. People like the woman that you just heard about, you know, here's a gal who's been in the business for 2 years, you know, results being minimal, all of a sudden out of nowhere gets a hold of a script book that's available on a website and gets 100 customers. I mean, that just completely blows my mind that someone who's been in for 2 years can have that kind of dramatic results after seeing very little results for the first 2 years of their career. So we hear these stories all the time. It's totally amazing. For those of you that have never heard my voice before, tonight is not the night to judge my voice. We just flew in from Dallas, Texas, literally an hour ago, walked into my house. And tonight we've got a special call planned. I've got several guests with me on the line tonight. You're going to hear from them. We want you to glean from their success that they had, what part of the system that they've been using, what's been benefiting them, how they've been using it, and what kind of success they've been having and the success of their people. So tonight's going to be very inspirational with some big, giant nuggets that are going to fall right on your ears that if you just take one thing out of all the people that are going to share tonight, if you just take one thing that has changed their business and you apply it to yours, you're going to have significant results by the end of this year. So tonight's going to be very powerful. I hope you are glued to the phone. I hope you are taking massive notes because these people, which most of them are six-figure income earners that I'm going to have on the phone, some of them are brand new to the business, some of them are veterans, you're going to be hearing some very powerful stuff as I interview them tonight. For those of you that don't know anything about us and what we do, you can go to DaniJohnson.com, which is D-A-N-I. Johnson.com. Again, that's DaniJohnson.com. And prior to getting started in business for myself, I was just a 19-year-old uneducated female who did not have a lot of confidence. My mom and dad both were drug addicts. My father was violently abusive and told me my whole life that I was fat, ugly, I would never amount to anything, and I was stupid, and I couldn't do anything right. So I really believed everything that he said about me, and I was working for JCPenney's when I heard about going into business for myself, and I told my friend, I said, this is great for you, but it's definitely not going to work for me. I didn't have the confidence. I didn't think that people like me succeeded in anything. So after a couple of months of him persisting with me, I finally got started, and after 6 months of complete failure, I talked to hundreds of people, and everybody said no to either my products or even the chance to start in business for themselves. Nobody wanted to follow what I had. Then I heard about a training seminar that was going to cost me $1,500 to plug into. I had every excuse in the book why I couldn't go. Number one, I quit my job and came in full-time in that business, so I had no income for 6 months. I was living off of my credit cards plus charging business expenses. I was $25,000 in debt to that point. I wound up, thinking that there's so many other better places I could spend $1,500 in some boring seminar. But the guy who told me about it said he would not work with me unless I went. And so I went. I found a way, and I went immediately. Came out of my first seminar, made $4,000 the first 8 days. Next month made $11,000, then $15,000. It's just under $21,000 the month I turned 21. Went on to get married. I wanted to have babies and kind of complete that side of my life. Found out that some of the people I was working with were extremely unethical, and I kind of lost faith in that whole thing. And it was a perfect time for me to focus on, you know, building a marriage and all that kind of stuff. The unfortunate thing that happened, though, was the guy that I married changed his mind after only a couple months of being married. And he took off with my bank account, my credit cards, maxed everything out, left me with $2.03 to my name, a $35,000 debt. I was 50 pounds overweight. We had now moved 3,000 miles away from anybody that was familiar to me. So I was out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, totally destitute, broke, completely debt to my ears, with no income. Business was stolen as a direct result of marrying him. Everything fell upside down and inside out.
I'm on the moderator's code on Danny's call.
You are not on the moderator's call on Danny's call. Can you star six your line, please, whoever that was? Thank you. Anyway, so shortly after being homeless, and I was homeless for several weeks, living in the back of my car, sleeping on beaches, bathing in public parks, you know, national parks and stuff like that, which was a devastating thing. wound up really getting sick and tired of myself and sick and tired of what my situation was. And so I wound up starting a business from the trunk of my car, a payphone booth, and a handwritten flyer. First 10 hours made $2,000, next month $6,500. This, by the way, was just marketing a product. Just wrote a script, read the script, marketed that product. Next month, over $10,000 by the end of my first year, made $250,000 by the end of my second year, had made my first million, and I was only 23 years of age. Currently, I am a mom, met my husband through the industry, have 5 kids, which is nuts. They range 18 to 6 years old. My husband and I have raised our kids working part-time in this industry for many, many years and have made millions of dollars working on a part-time basis from the comfort of our own home. Both of us uneducated. Both of us were in our teens when we started in this industry. Where else can you take 2 uneducated individuals and make them that kind of money? I'm sorry, there's not too many places where you can take people who don't have skill, who don't have an ability, who just have a willingness to learn, a willingness to work, and a willingness to give it a try. And that's what we were willing to do many, many, many years ago. And so currently, DannyJohnson.com is a service, which is a free service. There's 50 hours of free training and equipping available on our website. There's also a second link to a site that has some Christian biblical training for your business and your professional life that is available to you. So we've got strong tools, strong technique, all available for free on that website that you can use to get raises in your job, that you can use to get promoted in any profession that you are in, that you can use if you are in a direct sales or a home-based business. You can use any one of the tools that are available that you're going to hear that people have used and what's happened to them to massively increase your income. As you heard, the mom of 6 kids tripled their income. Now, give me a break. We had a gentleman and his wife who showed up in New York City. They actually listened to our conference calls every Monday night for a year straight, finally came to New York City for a First Steps to Success seminar, and from 1 month to the next, and they've been in the business full-time for 7 years, from 1 month to the next, their business had grown 500%, a 500% increase in 30 days. Would you like to have that kind of an increase in any area of your life? Then I highly recommend that you plug into Atlanta, Georgia, First Steps to Success, April 30th. Okay, it's the weekend of April 30th coming up in Atlanta, Georgia. Check the website for the information. So enough of me, Gavin. I want to introduce you to the people that I've got on the phone. Now, many of you are invited by some of these people, actually. Some of these people are leaders of large sales organizations that are plugging into the system. They're finding people getting amazing results, and they really want to help you. And for those of you that your leader's not going to be on the call tonight, I really want to encourage you that you plug in to your upline or your management or your supervisor, whoever it is that got you to this call, because they care enough about you and your future to tie you into a system that, A, starts off for free, and then if you are willing to make investments into your future, then there's other tools that you can use, as well as a training seminar that's only $297, which is peanuts compared to what you get out of it by far, and peanuts compared to what else is out there that's junk. And so the reality is that whoever brought you on this call has a heart for you, has a heart for your future, for your family, and believes that when you said you want to get ahead, and that when you said that you had some dreams or some goals, that when you said that you've got to do something now, they believed enough in you to invite you on to a call like this to start equipping you in the right direction. And so first I want to take you over to a gentleman that's been with us since, I think he's been following us for about 8 months, but I met him first in New York City. Has been with us every single month consistently since his first seminar in New York and has brought people every single time. Jefferson Santos, are you on the line with me?
I am here.
Hey, dude. Hey, can you just tell everyone how old you are, how you heard about us, and how you've implemented the system, and what's happening to your team since you've been using it?
Sure. Thanks, Danny, for having me on the call. I heard about Danny Johnson back, I guess it was 9 months ago, a good friend of mine, Tom Challen, who a lot of you guys know. I met him through the industry about 4 or 5 years ago, and he told me about Danny Johnson. So I said, okay, well, I'll check it out. So I went to the site, started listening to her calls, and I was like, man, this thing, she is powerful. And so, you know, I was always one of those people where, when I first got started in this industry about 8, 9 years ago, I did everything wrong. My first 2 years in network marketing, I only sponsored 2 people. A lot of people don't know that. And because I try to do everything myself, I always made myself the issue. And so I saw myself, my group started to grow, but the problem was that they were plugging into me, and she really hit me hard right between the eyes about a system. And so what I did is I put together a team website kind of similar to how she set her team website up, but it was just our company specific information. And then I started listening to your calls. I bought her North Carolina CDs. JP FedExed me the CDs, and I listened to them because I was about to do a training because I knew I had to get that information. And so, I've heard Danny say this, and I've heard this before too. It's like the encourager needs to be encouraged as well. And so I'm training all my people, and I'm doing this and that, and I needed to get fed from somewhere. And so that's what Danny has done for me. And so since then, 9 months, and at that point I was switching. I was bringing a part of my sales force into a different company. We're going in a different direction. I had just moved into a new house. It was kind of crazy, and one of those things that you step out and you're a little nervous if you're going in a different direction. And so I needed to be led. And so what happened is I just implemented everything. I didn't listen to any other trainers whatsoever because I have tons of books, tons of CDs from all kinds of places. I just said, you know what? I'm just gonna listen to her stuff. So I started following directions. In 9 months, I've told like 43 people about my business. My group has grown to almost 5,000 reps. I got even some reps in Europe. And it's because of all the different processes and the way she does everything. I've just been following and modeling exactly what she's done and how she's built DannyJohnson.com. I'm doing the same thing with my group. And I went to New York. I listened to her calls for, golly, I guess it was a few months. Because I was doing all these super Saturdays and trainings for my group. I finally got to New York in January, finally. And so I've been in New York. I've been to Phoenix, been to Chicago, went to the Dallas one, and plugged people into that. And what's happened is they've brought their people. I got one lady on my team who's a former attorney, Kim Eaton, who's just on cloud nine. She went on a road trip with some of her people. They brought on about 20, 30 people on their team. They've got momentum going. She calls me, she goes, Jefferson, man, I'm so glad. Now I know what momentum feels like, and it just makes me feel so good that, I could change somebody else's life that way by just introducing her to Danny. And then my upline, actually, who's a seven-figure earner, I brought him to Phoenix, and all of a sudden he was blown away. I actually got up and started talking about how he appreciated Danny and how he did not want to invite anybody to any outside trainer, didn't want to invite any of his people, and Danny was the first person that he felt comfortable doing that for. And that was exciting for me because I wanted to get my upline sold on her system so I can, and so we're all on the same page. And so now what's happening is there's people from all kinds of crosslines in our company, people in my group that are hearing about it, and what's happening is it's just straight truth. And there's so much, I guess you could say, mumbo-jumbo out there about people that are training on things that really don't work because they sound good. But she's done it, she's doing it, but she's doing it in a way where she's building a system for all of us just to plug into. And so I felt like there was a huge weight lifted off my shoulders now, because now I'm just going to just like corporations outsource different departments, the accounting, marketing, whatever, I'm going to outsource my leadership development to Danny, and she's done it a lot faster than I have, because I've got people popping up like leaders like crazy that I could never, ever, ever develop that fast. And I have you to thank for that, Danny. I appreciate that.
Jefferson, you're a six-figure income earner in the industry, right?
Yes.
Which is just totally incredible. You're 29 years old,
mm-hmm.
married with one son.
Yes.
Kim Eaton, yes. She was in Phoenix, right?
Yes.
Yes.
She was in Phoenix and Chicago.
Uh-huh. And former attorney. Can you tell us, because I remember what her struggles were in Phoenix. What was happening in her business before you brought her to Phoenix, and what happened after?
Well, before I brought her to Phoenix, she was coddling her people too much. She was helping them too much. She was doing everything for her people. She was kind of afraid to kick them out of the nest, so to speak, because she's afraid they might want to fly them. She's a very caring individual. And then what happened in Phoenix is just something snapped. And she said, you know what, I've got to go after new blood. I'm not going to babysit anymore. And she just, stiffened up her back and said, I'm going to go forward. And with that kind of attitude, her people got it. So she had her core team right after Phoenix in Chicago. So she brought her core team to Chicago, and her core team of people got it. They understood it, too. And so now she's gone after. They've got new blood. They're building new teams, and her core team leaders, they're going off doing their own thing. They're building too. And so now she's building new lines, new organization, new blood, which is creating momentum. And that's the only way you can is you got to go get the new blood, because you feed off that excitement as well, and that's what's happening for her.
Isn't that amazing?
It's awesome.
That, you know, because I remember when she came up in Chicago, because she in Phoenix, she had just a transformational weekend in Phoenix. And then to hear her testimony in Chicago, she looked like she was 20 years younger.
Uh-huh.
And there was just this peace about her, but I guess this fire at the same time.
Yep.
And it was incredible, the testimony that she gave there. And I went up to you and I patted you on the back and said, man, doesn't that feel so awesome to know that you made such an impact on her life like that?
Yeah.
And you're like,
and one thing, too, I don't want to say the gentleman's name because I don't want him to, I want to say something that's very, very profound that he got. There was a gentleman, a huge leader on my team that came to Chicago, and when you were going through the debt exercises and talking about trimming the fat, it hit him like a ton of bricks. He got emotional, and he goes, you know what? I've got a lot of fat in my budget. I'm spending too much money on drinks.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it hit him so hard. It hit me because it took him going to your seminar to really understand that he was spending too much money on drinks,
mm-hmm.
you know, during the, and then he figured out that was the hole at the bottom of the bucket.
Right.
And he had no idea that was going to hit him, you know, when he went to your seminar. But he's just so elated. I'm so elated that happened.
And what an awesome thing that you can bring your people to a seminar and really have them be impacted two ways. Not only, this is how you're going to make a phenomenal amount of money with less time, less headache, less frustration, but here's another way to become financially independent also, which is getting out of debt.
Oh, yeah.
And people feel so liberated there. You know, it's exciting. I am so proud of you, Jefferson. You've done an amazing job. I'm blown away at your leadership to be humble enough to plug in to somebody else and to drive your entire sales force to that same place, to actually be able to have your ego in the right place to realize I can't wear all these hats at the same time and be where I want to be and still have a life.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Something's got to be given up. That's the bottom line. If you're going to wear the whole training and leadership development hat, then you're going to have to give up time with your wife and your son.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
Yeah,
or you're going to have to give up time recruiting.
Yeah,
which will eventually make your check go down. So which one are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I mean, because as we get out there, we do our presentations out there, and we talk about lifestyle freedom and freedom for this and freedom for that.
Yep.
But it's kind of like a double-edged sword, because if you don't know how to outsource certain things, you'll never have the freedom. You'll keep on chasing, and there's so many people to train and all these different things, you're literally a slave to your downline.
Yep.
And that's, I mean, you know, to your organization. So that's not good. So the thing is folks, that, you know, you leaders out there that are listening for the first time, I mean, if you don't outsource leadership development, you know, I assert that you probably don't have the freedom you want right now.
Yeah.
We all want that sipping out of the coconut money, which is, you know, go away for a month, sip out of a coconut, come back and our check is bigger. We all want that. But in order to do that, we're going to have to outsource some leadership development so we can have the time that we really talk about in our presentations.
Yeah, Jefferson, right now you are in the you're in the April prospecting and closing classes. We've only done one. You're in the closing one, right?
I'm in both.
You're in both. Okay, so we've only done one class of each. We still have 3 weeks left. What's your take on that? The main classes are filling up. It's first come, first serve basis right now. And I know you have a couple of your people in there, which was really wise, because you're not having to coach them.
Right.
Which is like, you're employing my efforts for your team, which is
really
wise.
Thanks, Danny.
Yeah, you're welcome. But anyway, how do you feel that that's effective for your team? Because you've been driving your team into those classes.
Uh-huh. Once again, it's like, okay, am I going to take an hour and a half out of my day to train them, or an hour and a half of Danny's time? And so if Danny's training them, I've got an hour and a half right there where I could do more prospecting, or I go spend time with my wife or whatever. So once again, it's leveraging the efforts of others, just like, you know, making the income in our network marketing businesses. Same thing. It's kind of there's a whole other time chart over here on the training side. And so you want to leverage that training time.
Yeah.
And just myself, the experience through the prospecting closing classes myself just the first week, it's really, I guess, sharpened. I mean, me, I just felt like it just I haven't been doing the prospecting that I should have been. I've got to really put it full throttle again and really get it moving. And that's what's exciting, because that then what's going to happen is just it's already starting to create some momentum again, like even faster, especially in some new groups that I'm growing. And it's keeping me on my toes. And, you know, I'm accountable to you now, so I got to turn in my numbers. So,
which is awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
It's serious momentum, Jefferson.
Yeah.
It really is. It's scary to think that in 9 months you built a group of 5,000. Scary to think where it'll be a year from now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just, it's really picking up some steam now, and I really thank you for that. And I look forward to, being in Atlanta and also Tampa and having a big team of people there, too.
You wait and see. If you think you've got leaders popping up right now just from first steps, wait till you see what Dynasty does to them. It's crazy. It goes so deep on all the skills that it now becomes a part of their life. They're lifers after Dynasty.
Oh, I know. Hey, and there's one thing, too. I had one of my leaders in Atlanta flew to Dallas for the first steps, you know, this past weekend.
Yep.
And all of a sudden you release and say that it's in Atlanta. I mean, he's doing backflips because he has a huge team. We have a huge team in Atlanta, and he is just totally pumped. So he's going to, you know, he flew home, and he just burned up the phones, you know, to get the team to Atlanta. So that's just a godsend.
That's awesome. Okay, thanks so much for your time on here, Jefferson. I really appreciate it. Brent Nelson, are you on the line with me?
Yeah, I'm here, Jenny.
Okay, Brent, you signed up for the prospecting class and the closing class in the month of February. You've been to now 7 seminars with me, plus creating a dynasty. You have just not let up on completely maximizing your training and your equipping and your personal leadership development at the same time of doing others. Please tell everybody what happened to you from being in the prospecting and closing class in the month of February. What has been your results?
Well, I started the class and, I was struggling a little bit still with the script. I was having moderate success from the trainings that I'd had previously, but as I listened to you role play with other people, it just all become aware of where I was going wrong and what I was doing. I was, still trying to sell my prospect and not be listening to my prospects and, truly having it be about them. And then also I got that I needed to build up their goals and their wants and their needs and their dreams. I used a 9-minute phone call to, sell my opportunity. And I wasn't using that after I got all the information. I wasn't using that before I took my prospects to the phone call. And as soon as I got that little bit of information off of that call, it was lookout time, and I just started becoming a prospecting recruiting machine.
So let me ask you, out of 10 people, before the prospecting and the closing class, okay, out of 10 people, no, let's say out of 20, Brent, how many would you actually close out of 20?
Maybe one or two.
Okay, Brent, where are you now?
I'm probably closing, I'd say 15 to 16 out of 20.
Oh, my gosh. Brent, okay, so in the month of February, now this is while you were being schooled, okay, you were spending an hour and a half to 2 hours, 2 days a week with me, 4 weeks in a row. Okay. How many people did you sponsor in the month of February while you were learning?
17.
And how many did you sponsor in the month of March?
28.
And what happened to your income?
It's about 12 times.
And Brent, can you tell everyone what you do professionally?
I'm actually a business owner that I've owned a salt business and a trucking company for 28 years.
And your company, due to weather, and you were embezzled. One of your clients stole $3 million a year worth of business out of your hand.
Right.
So financially, where were you financially when you first got started in the industry?
Pretty well down and out. I basically was struggling to, survive with my business. But I'm kind of going back at my story. I had to jump into my business as about a 17-year-old. My father had a brain tumor. And I had to jump in with my mother and run this business, so I've had no education or anything at all, and it was just the only thing I had known. And I've made a great income with the business over the last years, and it's been a very good business to me. But, with my supplier stealing $3.5 million worth of business from me and weather and other things, it was to the point where, I'm struggling very hard trying to keep that business alive, and I knew there was nowhere out there that I could find a job that would replace my income with my education, and I was praying for an opportunity for something to come into my life that I could still keep my family on the income that they were used to and stuff without having to, you know, go back and, you know, go downsizing from where we were at. My business opportunity come into my life about 2.5 years ago. And when I saw the opportunity and the comp plan and the income plan, it was like, you know, here it is, take it and grab it.
And Brent, you said that you tried to work lead for 1.5 years and it wasn't working.
Right, I was failing miserably.
Yeah, and I've got to commend you. Your persistence is amazing to me. I mean, you saw it. You knew that if other companies could use leads with their opportunity, you knew you could use yours.
Right.
And so you were so persistent. I'm so proud of you for that. And then here's what's awesome is that you came to First Steps, you had some success, and then you went back to First Steps, started having a little bit more, and then when you got into the prospecting and the closing classes, man, that just took it to a whole nother level.
The classes are phenomenal as far as, you know, because you can listen to you role play with the other people, and all of a sudden you're going, whoa, I do that.
Yep.
You know, why am I doing that? You know, because you can hear the mistakes that other people are making while you're in that class listening, and you're, you know, you don't have to be, you know, actually working with you to do it. Those classes are phenomenal, and I highly recommend anybody, you know, everybody to get into them. I'm trying to get my team into them right now also.
Yeah, May's filling up real fast, and it's a first-come, first-served basis, and
right.
There's only 50 people allowed in each class. And last class sold out a week before the end of the month. It was totally sold out. It was done. So we only have, you know, 3 weeks left in the month, so I'm assuming probably in 2 weeks that sucker will be closed, especially based on this past weekend. The kind of success stories are coming out of it are crazy, absolutely crazy. Look at this, Brad and Amanda Young. He sat and picked your brain this weekend. He was also in the classes. He was in the classes in March. And, gosh, Brent, you have inspired so many people. It is amazing to me how you have given so many people hope after struggling for 1.5 years working leads and then totally honing in on your, you know, learning the expertise, learning how to master those skills. And it's amazing to me. Every month I see your face at a First Steps. And people are like, why do you keep coming back? Why do you keep coming back?
Because my personal growth is growing every time I get in front of you, and some of the things, because you give so much information, you cannot retain it all. And every time I get in front of you, I'm at a new level, and I'm getting more nuggets and things every time that I'm there to just up my level and my personal abilities to do the things that I need to do to make my business grow that much faster, bigger, and better. And, you know, I can't thank you enough, Danny, for what you're doing for me, because I probably would have never made it if it hadn't been for DannyJohnson.com.
Wow. I'm excited. And I remember when I first met you, I remember a few months back just looking at you in the eyes and you were, you know, giving it your best shot, and you're just so hungry and so teachable. And I said, Brent, you're not going to recognize your life 1 year from now. You remember me saying that to you?
I do.
This isn't that long ago. It hasn't even been 1 year yet.
No.
You've already increased your income.
You're getting here better. A couple other things I really want to add to, Danny,
yeah.
That, you know, as I was in some of the seminars, you made comments, you know, over and over again that, you know, you can work less at this and have more production and make more money. And that's exactly what started happening to me, is my ability levels from your teaching is getting there. I'm able to spend less time now working the business, and I'm getting more production. My income's raising, plus I'm getting now duplication out of my people that I was not getting before. My duplication now is becoming phenomenal because I'm able to plug them into your system and get them going to work. I wanted to just share one story that I didn't get a chance to share with you in Dallas. I have a little gal up in Alaska, and I think she's on the phone here tonight, but she signed up with me 1 year ago when I first started doing leads the other way, but I had no way to train her.
Yeah.
She did nothing at all, and her membership was ready to expire last month. And I called her and I told her, I said, your membership's ready to expire and you have lots of people underneath you. You've got a business built. And I says, come on, let's go. And she went and listened to your site and did a few things. And I put her on, I started doing a live recruiting call where they can hear, my people can hear me reading your script book and hear how easy it is to do. I spent 1.5 hours with this gal, and I had an opportunity meeting that I needed to go to, and I said, I can't spend any more time. I'm sorry, but I need to go. And she says, how can I get this script? And I told her that she needed to go to DannyJohnson.com and order it, and she did that, and she called me back. She says, I have it, but she says, I want to call leads tonight. I faxed her your script, Danny, and in 3 days, she has sponsored 5 people. And she is gonna be a leader bigger and better than myself. She has it that fast. She's a phenomenal person that's come into my business.
That is incredible. Okay, so you bring her in a year ago. You have no way to, you know, equip her to be able to do it. You then send her to DannyJohnson.com. She gets a script book sponsored, and you fax, you know, she orders a script book. You fax her copy, and she sponsored 5 people in 3 days?
Yeah.
She needs to get to Atlanta.
I'm trying to get her there, but her husband's in Afghanistan, and she has kids, so she's not quite sure how we can do it, but we're trying to get her there.
Yeah.
I told her we'd make her the money to get her there.
Where there is a will, there is a way. But if she's done that, can you imagine what will happen to her after first step?
I can just imagine.
Oh, my gosh. She will be explosive. In other words, she will own Alaska.
You got it.
Oh, my gosh. That's exciting. That is very exciting. Thanks, Brent, for your time. I'm so proud of you. Just to point out real quick, because I told you guys, these people are going to be dropping nuggets on you, and if you're not careful, you're going to miss it. Jefferson talked about outsourcing. He said, you know, in order for me to keep prospecting and moving my business forward, you got to outsource the leadership development. So he has a team website that has DannyJohnson.com on that site, and he directs everybody to that place for their training, leadership, and development. And now it's beginning to duplicate. His leader, Kim, comes to Phoenix. She then brings her people to Chicago. They got it. Now all of them are out there building it without Jefferson. What a dream come true. And Kim's people are building it without Kim. They're all out there driving the recruiting, driving getting customers, and making things happen. So outsourcing is a huge key. And Jefferson, being a six-figure income earner, had his ego in the right place to say, I need help, and I can't do everything, so I'm going to go recruit. You go to DannyJohnson.com. Okay, and then Brent, he's a part of the prospecting and closing classes, now closes 15 to 16 out of 20, used to close 1 to 2 out of 20. What he said through those prospecting classes is that he learned that he was trying to still sell people, that he was being a salesman and coming across like everybody else comes across that are calling those particular prospects. And so he learned through that process, and he also said, every time I go back to First Steps, I'm gaining more information, I come back with some experience, and then it takes me to the next level every single time. Now he's seeing duplication happening for people he hasn't even met physically, but it's driving them to the same information, and they are duplicating the kind of results that he's getting. That is incredible. Those are huge pieces of information that if you just take one of those things that these two men have just shared with you and apply it to your business, you'd have huge increase by the end of the year. Okay, let's go over to a lady. Is Lanice Lawson on the line with me? Lanice, I can't hear you if you press *6 to mute out your line. Oh, you know what? Lanice Lawson. I know she's not home. She's in Michigan or something like that doing. She's a doctor. This is a doctor. I'll go, you know what, I'll come back and see if I got her on next time. Something must have happened. Okay, let me go over to Cheryl Bell. Cheryl, where are you?
Hi, Danny.
Hey, girl, tell us what is going on. Tell us what your prior career was, the what happened before your First Step seminar, and what has happened since.
Absolutely. All right, so my story is I have 9 years of advanced education, 2 graduate degrees, including a law degree, and I came out of my law degree thinking it was going to be fabulous, it was just going to be everything I dreamt of, and honestly, I had no life. You want to see somebody who worked 80 to 120-hour weeks, not doing something that she loved because the pressure was just too intense. As I told the group in Dallas, literally at least once a month, I would spend all night at my desk. You know, I had a fresh change of clothes. There was a shower in the building. I kid you not. It was a very unhealthy lifestyle. So in May, I had just had enough, and I quit my job just thinking, you know, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to make it work. I can do this. So I started doing real estate investing. But unlike with this, Danny, I didn't have someone like you. So I ended up losing about $7,500 over the summer. So when I found my opportunity, I was very, very hungry. I was very determined. But I was also very broke and didn't have very many months that I could sort of see if it would work until it needed to have to work before I was forced into a job again. So I gave it my all. I gave it 2 months of blood, sweat, and tears, and, you know, didn't have a lot of mentorship on my weaknesses. And so I had very minimal success. I enrolled 4 people in 2 months. You know, compare that to the lady you were talking about who enrolled 107 people in 1 month.
Isn't that amazing?
So, yeah. So 2 people. And I was just desperate, and luckily somebody heard me. I got an email saying, hey, you need to go check out Danny Johnson. And Danny, if in, you know, maybe a week, I was listening to all of your calls. Your first steps was in Salt Lake City, and it was about 2.5-3 weeks away. I booked my ticket, had never been to Utah. I was like, here I come. And out of that seminar, I came out, hit the ground running, mind you, no one really guiding me besides Danny, and had 20 personal enrollments within my first month. All right, and after that, I was able to plug people into Danny, and I've been doing it rather clumsily, but where the seed has fallen, it has sprouted, and the folks on my team who have plugged into Danny are all duplicating your system. They're all experiencing success, and I definitely would echo what Brent and Jefferson had said about returning to the training seminars, because you don't even realize what you didn't pick up, what you didn't retain, what you just didn't get because you weren't at that level yet.
Yep.
And coming back this weekend in Dallas, I was like, oh, my God, how marvelous. First of all, Danny, you're just like turning a mirror to someone's face. You know, it's sort of, you know, when you lose weight or gain weight, you really don't see it yourself for a while because it's gradual and you live in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever little weaknesses or bad habits you are developing in your business, you don't see that.
Yep.
Especially if you're the leader, you definitely don't see that.
Well, not only that, Cheryl, but you had no team when you first came to First Steps.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you weren't at, in other words, that whole seminar covered that stuff, but you weren't there yet. You were there to learn step one, which is how to sponsor people.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That was it. It's like, oh, I get them in! You know? But when you come back, and this is why Brent is growing so rapidly, and Jefferson, because they're, as quickly as they are, you know, going through each seminar, they're learning something, they go home and apply for 30 days, and then they see me again. Now they're
Absolutely.
Ready for the next step.
Absolutely.
No time for bad habits to form, let's put it that way.
Absolutely. And
so tell me what happened. I mean, what did you get out of it the second time?
Well, first off, I got a very big kick in the pants with putting yourself in the way and getting your ego in the way. I didn't realize, Danny, when we were going through that, we were, you know, doing a role play with Warm Market. And I talked to my Warm Market all the time. I had no idea that, unlike, you know, just following your script with Cold Market, with my Warm Market, my ego was right smack dab in the middle of everything.
Wow.
You know? So what are you doing? Well, I have an international marketing company. Right. Yeah. So... Well, you're doing fine. What do you need me for? So that was so brilliant, and I just can't wait to go back to the people I flubbed it with, you know, 6 months ago, and to new people I have yet to talk to and give them that. But I also learned something else just talking to the folks who were in Dallas. I realized how often people are just very very intimidated with talking to professionals.
Yeah.
And I have to just, I know there have got to be a good 1,000-1,500 people on this call. Please, you have no idea. So many of us are so miserable.
Yep.
And we're so looking for an out. But you really feel that the only option you have is to use that degree, and whatever degree you got that in, and to continue being miserable and not seeing your family and going through tons of divorces, because lawyers and doctors, et cetera, tend to have lots of divorces.
Yep.
We're never around.
Yep.
And this is an option. It's a viable option. You can do it. You can do it well. And Danny can teach you how.
Yep.
So you know you can plug into her and get that college education when it comes to marketing. and being successful in it. So please, please talk to us. We might not talk to you at first because we don't even know it exists. Just, you know,
it's a powerful story, and you're absolutely right. Lanice Lawson is also a doctor who, you know, spent $200,000 on her education to become a doctor and is, you know, a slave to her career and to that lifestyle, and is building a network marketing business on the side to eventually replace that income that she has as a doctor, because she wants a passive income and doesn't want to be owned by it. This woman sponsored 10 people last week while she even was working 70 hours as a doctor. And it still made it happen through the script book and through the training calls that she's heard. Check this out, such a powerful story. I coach her one-on-one, and I'm not available to do one-on-one coaching for anyone unless they're my existing clients as far as coaching clients. I was on the phone with her on Tuesday, and I said, Lanice, she goes, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do all these people. I said, the reason why you are is because you haven't been a first step yet. And she goes, oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, yes, I'll be sending my people the first step. They said, how in the world can you do that if you are not there yourself? And she goes, okay, yeah, you're right. I said, you got to go. You got to come this weekend to Dallas. And she says, it's 4 days away. I said, sweetie. I said, what a great story that'll be. Because when your people tell you, gosh, Atlanta's only 4 weeks away, or Atlanta is 3 weeks away, or Atlanta is 4 days away, Lanice, I need more time than that. Then you can say, you know what, I don't know about that. All I know is I had 4 days notice, and Danny Johnson told me I had to be there if I want my business to grow, and I had to go, and I could not go alone. Lanice jumped on a plane, grabbed her husband and her mother. She had two people in Dallas with her, whole weekend long, just going, oh, this is good. I mean, she got up on the stage twice, given testimonies about how she felt about the weekend and how she knew that this was going to get her to that six- and seven-figure income that she was looking to build. And this is a doctor. I mean, how awesome is that? That, you know, we could have a cocktail waitress and a doctor on the same stage. You know, only in this industry is all I have to say. This is the only industry where you could have, you know, you being an attorney, Brent owning a salt business, and then here's me, cocktail waitress. I'm going to pull up my next guest right now, which is Kelly. Kelly, a mom, single mom of five kids, you know, busting her butt out there, trying to survive with her children, who at one point was homeless, living in a homeless shelter, and been in her company for 7.5 years with very little to no success at all, plugged into the system. And Kelly, are you on the line with me?
Yes, I am, Danny. Can you hear me?
Take off from there. Go ahead. You have a couple minutes.
Okay, great. I'm a single parent with five children. Like Danny said, there's been several times I was actually in a women's shelter. What Danny says is an excuse, is a well-planned lie. I've actually been in my business when I didn't have a car, not even a phone, and I still got in my business and used my grocery money for the month to get started in my business and made $300 the first day while my children were taking a nap. Then when I wanted to actually grow my business bigger, I got Cutting Edge Media's leads. I used my diaper money for the month for my three children under the age of three. Very scary. You've got to have something to cover those bottoms. And I made that money back that week. So I was able to buy a month's supply of diapers plus. And so I was telling Danny that Good Friday, because of Danny's trading and these leads I've been purchasing, on Good Friday became my Great Friday. I actually made $1,500 in 45 minutes. I built a fire and fanned the flame from the bottom up like Danny teaches, and it worked. I was so excited. I hyperventilated. I couldn't breathe. I had to lay down. I couldn't believe it, because I was more excited about helping these people all at once. I couldn't write any faster or take their applications, and I don't even know anything about the computer, nothing. And I send people to my website, get them on Danny Johnson's website. I even tell people who are not interested in my business, whatever business you choose, get on to DannyJohnson.com, and you'll be successful. I kid you not.
Now, Kelly, you heard about building a fire on the North Carolina CD.
Yes, that's right.
So
I listen to those every single day.
Tell us about that.
Okay, I listen to those every single day on the way when I'm taking my daughter to school, to the bus. I listen to it, and on the way home, I listen to it. And even though I've heard it probably 12, 15 times, I always pick up something new. It's weird when you hear something like, and I talk to Danny, like she's in the car, Danny, how long have you been saying that? I just now heard it. And I've applied it two different times. I've used that leverage, and it has worked. And listen to this. Just listen, it's probably 3 months ago. I didn't even have milk money for my babies. And now I made money because of Danny's training to see Danny in Dallas. And now I'm making money to see Danny in Florida. And now I've got a conference I already have to be at, or I'd be in Atlanta, Georgia, but I'm sending my new reps there.
Yes.
And I'm so excited. And so I also found out through your personalities that I may dress like a sapphire, but I do my business like a ruby. And so we had so much fun, but you know what, Danny? You, even though you are so passionate and so excellent at every single thing you do, but nobody has seen Danny until they've seen her on her Saturday night special, and I call it a service.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was so touched. I think everybody was touched on your teaching on the talent. And if you're not doing the thing that God has given you, that business that he's placed in your life, you are going to have that taken away from you.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, because it's a blessing to you and other people. If you do it, God is going to bless it and double and triple and tenfold it back to you.
Yep, absolutely.
And that spoke so much to me.
That is so awesome. I am so happy for you. I mean, here you are like me, you know, cocktail waitress kind of person. We're total blue-collar workers.
That's right. I was a waitress. That's right.
Yeah, and $1,500 in 45 minutes, just from something you heard on the North Carolina CDs, which is a 10-CD set, you paid $97.
Yes, that's right.
You made a $97 investment.
Okay.
Right. You got the script book, which was a $39.95 investment. So it's less than $140 for to equip you to make $1,500 in 45 minutes.
And the next Thursday, I made $1,100.
Oh my God.
So I had a great Thursday following my great Friday. And so now I'm looking forward to having a great day every day.
That is so exciting.
Very exciting. And you know what, Danny?
Yes.
Because you're debt-free, I heard you talk about debt-free before I came to your seminar on your CDs.
Yep.
And I didn't tell you, but this year I'm looking for land to pay for it in cash. And I'm building my dream home this fall and paying for it as I go in cash. And I will be debt-free probably the next 6 months.
That is so exciting.
Very exciting. Every time I talk to you, there's something else I haven't told you that because of you, I am doing.
That is too exciting.
Very exciting.
Good job. Good
thank
job,
you.
Kelly.
And thank you, thank you, Danny, and thank you, Hans.
Yes, absolutely. Good job. Okay, I got two more guests here that I want to pull up real quick, and I want to bring up Alex first. We'll see what guy. Alex, are you there? Oh, Alex. Press, if you are muted, press *6 again, and then we'll be able to hear you. Oh, is your wife Jennifer there? Okay, Kat. Kat Barnes, are you on the line with me? Oh, man.
I'm here, Danny.
Oh, yes, baby.
Hey, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing awesome. Hey, you really touched my heart big time on Sunday night. I wish I had known who you were earlier in the weekend. I would love to someday be able to get to know you even more. You have a very powerful testimony, and I would just love for you to share, you know, the process. I mean, what you shared on stage on Sunday night was that you were very leery of trainers, and you're a six-figure income earner in the industry. You've been in the industry for many, many years now. You're a total veteran. Can you just share with us real quickly about why we've got about 5 minutes left? Share with us real quickly a condensed version of what you shared on the stage.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been in this industry for 10 years. I've actually retired once, sold my business once, and came on board with a new company when I saw something I wanted to do. And in all my years, I have trusted my entire group to one trainer. And that trainer took away, I trusted him, and he took away a leg that cost me about $1 million. And since that time, I have never, ever let my group be trained by anybody outside of my company. And that means my immediate upline, my immediate downline, or people that I trust crossline that I've worked hand-in-hand with. So my meetings are always open to anybody. And I basically sat back. I had two groups that came to you, and they kept telling me about how wonderful you were and how Danny doesn't allow cross-recruiting or anything else. And I sat back and I watched for 6 months because I lost too much. I lost way, way too much. And I sat back and I watched these two groups, and I kept listening to them about your ethics and about the integrity and how, you know, you're not allowed to say a word, you can't wear your company emblems or anything else. And these two groups totally exploded. They totally, my group grows at a constant rate. and I got to tell you, these two groups grew, they tripled anything that any other of my fastest growing groups were doing.
Wow.
Yeah. Easy. And the thing is that there was a trust there. You were teaching the same thing that I was teaching, the basics. You were teaching them how to get in there. I mean, people get cat slapped in my organization all the time, but you daddy slapped them. And it's like you say, you know, the profit is in its own homeland, it's nothing. And you did that for me. And the reason why I came to your meeting, besides the fact that I wanted to see firsthand, because you don't send people somewhere you haven't been, I wanted to make sure that what was intact as far as the ethics went were there, and they were. I was very impressed with the contract that we all signed when we went in. I was also impressed with the seriousness that you took it. And I don't know if it was three or four times over the course of the weekend, but it was reiterated that this was not something to be messed around with. We do not screw around with this, guys. This is a fact, okay? This is not to be taken lighthearted. This is not go out in the lobby and talk about something else that has nothing to do with that, okay? That impressed me. And the other thing that really impressed me was the fact that when your team members, when your people who were taking the courses and had taken your courses got up, there was no hype. These were people who were serious people who, some of them may have been in several different network marketing companies, I call them junkies, whatever, several different network marketing companies. They wanted to succeed. They knew it worked. Maybe they jumped from company to company, whatever. And they'd taken your training, taken it to heart. You slapped them around a little. And, guys, by the way, she's not nice. No offense, Danny. Okay? You guys think I'm tough? This lady, if you want to be, oh, sweetie, don't do it that way. You might not. Don't go.
Mm-mm.
I'll tell you right now. Because I'm not a fluff person. I'm nuts and bolts. My team knows that. If you want fluff, go somewhere else. I lay it on the line, lay it the way it is, and Danny does that. That's all there is to it, okay? Just a fast man, give it to me, I want it 1, 2, 3, yes, I'm a Ruby. Okay? But the fact of the matter is that the way that you put it, everybody got it, it came to, and the integrity with which it was done made an awful big difference to me. I've been in this industry 10 years, I have not jumped from company to company, I have not been in a lot of companies, period. And I've watched this industry, my background is science, I'm not. Somebody, I came from a restaurant background. I was a bartender, a waitress, but I got an education, and of course, it didn't pay anything. I was a forensic anthropologist educated, and it didn't pay anything. But I can see where this industry is going, and in order for us to get to where we need to be, in order to show the appeal to the people who really need this business, and I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about people who are blue-collar workers. I'm talking about the mechanic down the street. I'm talking about professionals, corporate people. You think that they're better than you. They're not, folks. I got news for you. These are people who are going to be downsized, outsized, right-sized, left-sized. It doesn't matter. They're going to be gone. Their jobs are not stable. They do not have security. They're going to need what we have to offer. In order to offer them the type of environment that they are used to, we have to have professionalism. And what I saw this weekend was professionalism. It was a system. It was get people in, show them what to do, lead them on. Don't make them wait till they get past the fluff stage.
Yeah.
Folks, get past the fluff. This is get in, do it, roll up your sleeves, get to work, and make some money.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about. I don't believe in a learning curve. I don't believe in, well, let's wait till we organize the office first, then we'll get ready. I don't wait to saddle up. My team's not taught to saddle up. And what Danny teaches is you saddle up, you get on the horse, you go. You don't saddle up, then you take care of the knees, and then you go ahead and groom his mane, and, you know, then you go ahead and check his nostrils, make sure they're clear. I don't believe in that.
Yep.
Saddle the darn horse, get on him, and ride.
Yep.
Okay, giddy up. Let's go. And that's basically exactly what I saw. But I saw it with the integrity that's been missing from this industry. There's a lot of companies out there. There's a lot of people out there that have given this industry a bad name.
Yep.
And I would like to see it put up in the ranks of, you know, CEOs, President of the United States, I'd like to see it along those ranks because this industry has the integrity, it has the income, it has what a lot of people are looking for, folks. And with people like Danny training, we're going to be able to make this much more doable and much more appealing to those people. And I know we can do it. And the big thing that I got out of this weekend, and in fact, the major reason why I went for myself, and I did this for myself, I wanted to see what for my team, and I wanted to see what was going to happen with me. And the big thing that I got hit me between the eyes big time. I've been in this industry a long time. I love to sponsor. I would rather do anything but manage. And what I've been in the management mode, I've been in the management mode for too long. And guess what, folks? If you're on my team, let me give you the phone number of customer service. Because I got news for you. It's not KAT.
Right on, baby.
I'm getting back to what I do best. Yes. I made it in this business originally from nothing. My ex-husband, I was divorced. My ex-husband left me less than penniless, ran away to Belize, owing the IRS more than $480,000. And this industry got me out of that.
That's awesome.
And I got news for you. I did it by prospecting. I didn't do it by managing. I did it by sponsoring, not by managing.
Yep.
And I'm back in that mode.
that's
Danny's awesome. Going to do 95% of my training. I will do 5%, and I'll be there for you. And I love you guys, no question about it, but I got news for you. The cat monster's back.
Cat, thanks so much. Man, what an awesome, awesome story. That is incredible.
My pleasure. Thank you, Danny.
No,
I really do appreciate you.
I am looking
And folks,
forward.
You better be there in Atlanta. I'm not kidding. It's your last chance before November. And for those of you watching, you know that a lot of the conventions happen in November.
Yep.
Well, I got news for you. If it's choice, you want to go to Atlanta. You want to
yep.
go to Atlanta. You need to be there. Last chance to go before Dynasty in May. You need to be there. I don't care if you have to sell the kids. Well, I do care if you have to sell the kids. But, you know, sell the family dog, but get there. I mean, if you have to hitchhike, crawl, beg, I don't care what you have to do. Get there. It will change your life.
That is incredible. Wow. Okay, well, with that being said, Atlanta is the last chance to qualify for Dynasty. It is the last chance for your team to qualify for Dynasty. It's the last chance for your new people to qualify for Dynasty. It's the last chance for your spouse to qualify for Dynasty. If you are married, you've been to First Steps, your spouse hasn't yet, you do not want to go to Dynasty without your spouse. I'm not kidding you. You want to see your marriage go to a completely different level, your parenting go to a completely different level, as well as your business go to a completely different level. You want you and your spouse to be there. And so this is your last chance for your spouse to qualify. You must first be a graduate of First Steps to Success in order to go. So Dynasty is First Steps in Atlanta, April 30th, is the last chance. It's only $297. Get yourself registered now. Kat put out a big challenge to the entire room. There was just under 250 people in Dallas, Texas this weekend. Probably about 12, 15, 6, and 7-figure income earners that were there. She put a challenge out to all of them, and she said, hey, I had 40 people here in Dallas. She said, we are going to fill that room in Atlanta. We're going to do whatever it takes to put a ton of people through that seminar. And so I believe that this woman is a woman of her word. There's no question in my mind. She's driving it and making sure her people are there so they can qualify for the advanced training seminar. So, again, last chance, April 30th in Atlanta, Georgia. We also have first-come, first-served basis on the May prospecting classes. The classes are already filling up. I know that they will sell out early. That will be for prospecting and closing. Check the website for that. That's a class that is on the phone. We're on the phone for an hour and a half. I monitor your numbers on a weekly basis, and I coach it's hard for me to say, but anyway, we coach you on the phone with 50 people. There's 50 people on each one of these classes, and I highly recommend that if you're going to do one, that you do both, because what usually winds up happening is there's always a few that this happens to. I'll get your prospecting numbers up immediately, meaning the amount of people that show up for a business presentation. If your numbers are like 1 to 2 out of 10, we will get your numbers up 6 to 9 out of 10 by the time the class is done. But if you don't know how to close them, you're in trouble. You're able to get a lot of people through a presentation, but you don't know how to close them. Just like Brad and Amanda Young, who now have 4 out of 10. They used to get 1 in 20. Now they get 4 out of 10 people that sign up that they talk to. How awesome is that? This is just an adorable couple out of Canada. Who went through the classes together, both prospecting and closing together, and they wrote me this email, and they wrote this note on their form this weekend. They said, our numbers have continued to grow since we are part of those classes in March. So how awesome is that? I just totally love it. So anyway, and also North Carolina CDs, that's what Kelly said. She learned how to build a fire and create momentum, 1,545 minutes. That was through prospecting, learning how to basically create an eager want for someone to sign up at their top pack, which was $499. So if this single mom of 5 kids can make that happen, Kat, who was a single mom when she got started, single when she got started, you heard from Brent Nelson, Jefferson, Cheryl, who was an attorney. We could be here for hours telling you all the fantastic things that have happened to people by using different parts of this system. I highly recommend that you do what they've done, and you're going to see the kind of results that they have seen. Other than that, guys, God bless you. I really hope and pray that you prosper greatly this week. Those of you that I spent the weekend with in Dallas, I miss you guys already. It was a power-packed weekend that was extremely intense with lots of phenomenal miracles that happened all throughout both days. So I'm going to open up the lines. Good night.